What's going on, guys? This is David here, the world's best radio engineer and the most humble, and I'm just here to let you know that today's episode of Clearview Today Show and today's secret word is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. Unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu's Ultra Pure filtration system provides water that's free from contaminants and infused with only the essentials your body needs. Make the smart choice today and experience the difference of Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. You can order online at LeBleu, that's LEBLEU.com. And when you check out, use the promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, to get 10% off your next order. It'll save you money and it supports us here at the Clearview Today Show. Today's secret word is subterfuge, and that means something intended to misrepresent the nature of an activity. And today's contestant is Dr. Shaw.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shaw or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Just because I like you so good, we'll leave you a little link in the description. That way you can help us do just that.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Everywhere else you might have heard it, that's fake news. You heard it right here first. We're here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shaw, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. That way I did it during the intro, so we didn't have to sit there and wait for that long applause.
Smart.
Dr. Shaw, welcome to the show.
It's good
to
be here. Good to be here. And our audience, thank you so much. All of you for clapping and
our live studio audience.
We have a live studio audience in the studio. They stay in the back and they only, if I signal them, they just,
you can't see them.
We keep them off.
But they're
camera.
There.
Right. That's right. We have a little sign that says, please applaud. And when they don't do it, I just hold up a sign that's my fist and they know.
Right.
Things just got real.
Business. The verse of the day today is coming to us from Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
Dr. Shaw, yesterday we talked about, would you take $1 million to lose 3 fingers? And you said, goodness to the no.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely no, not. You know,
not.
If I cut off 3 of my fingers, I'm not going to do it because that would hurt.
Good.
That would hurt a lot. And I'd be marred for life. But
sure.
if I cut off 3 of my fingers, or if I cut off my arm, or even if I cut off my leg, it doesn't matter how big the body part is and how important it is. If I cut it off from my body, it's dead.
Yeah.
It's useless.
Yeah, that's right.
But there's Christians who feel like they can sever themselves from the body of Christ and still do good for the kingdom of God.
Yeah. And funny how that works.
Yeah.
You tell me how that works.
It doesn't work.
You tell me.
That's how it works. It doesn't.
But the Bible tells us again, we're all part of the body of Christ. Every member has his role or her role, and that we need each other.
That's right.
Right? With Christ as the head.
That's right.
You know what it makes me think of?
What's that?
It makes me think of, you know, Thing from the Addams Family, the little hand.
Yeah,
that
the little
around.
Hand that would like kind of crawl around.
Nobody liked Thing.
No.
Nobody liked
that.
Thing.
You know why? Because that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Gross.
Don't cut your hand off.
Don't cut your hand off.
Just joking around.
Never do that.
Hey, big announcement, Dr. Shaw. We have talked about it on the show. It hasn't been officially confirmed, but now it's officially confirmed, set in stone, NRB 2025. We go.
It is happening.
Yay! Very NRB exciting. 2025. Doctor,
two air horns in one episode.
I'll do another one. There you go. Keep talking. I'll make it 4.
Wild for a Thursday.
No, but yeah, I know. Thursday air horns. Dr. Shaw, NRB 2025, Clearview Today Show will be there.
Yes, we'll be there. You know, my first NRB was 1994.
Wow.
First and only so far?
First and only.
Wow.
Where was it? Where'd you go in 1994?
Washington, D.C.
Wow.
For real? It was in Washington? Wow.
Yes, yes. So what happened was I was a student in the communication department, broadcast journalism. I didn't have any money. I was international student, broke most of the time. And so they advertise this NRB. You know, guys, we need to go to NRB. It's the best thing that will happen. And, you know, some of those things you just kind of tune out because, you know, it's not for you.
Right.
So I was like, okay, well, I'm doing my own thing and kind of going through a rough time in my life. This is 1993 December and first week of January, just kind of a difficult time. And so my professor calls me up and says, hey, you want to go to NRB, Washington, D.C.? I said, yeah, I heard about that. I can't. You know, I just cannot do it.
Right.
He said, no, it's all paid for.
Wow.
I said, paid for? What do you mean? He said, well, someone else was going. They paid for everything. You just have to go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, really? Absolutely, I'm going.
Yeah.
In fact, going to NRB was me coming out of this funk, mm-hmm. this difficult, dark place in my life.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
NRB was the one that brought me out like crazy.
I
in
wish,
a good way.
Yeah. I sort of wish I could travel back in time.
They need to film me and put that on the NRB.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. You need to be the spokesperson for NRB 2025.
NRB media team, if you're listening to this.
I would really love, and I might send this to some of the guys because they've got some connections in NRB, but I would really love to go back to 1994 and see what NRB was like pre-internet. I think that would be really, really interesting.
They did. When we were there last year, it was the, what was it? The something anniversary.
It was the 80th anniversary.
80th anniversary
80
of NRB.
Years of NRB.
Yeah. So they did like a montage, like a reel of NRB through the years. And so it was cool to see like where broadcast has come from and then where we are today.
How many big camcorders did you see up on people's shoulders?
Oh, tons everywhere. That's where I met.
Uh-huh.
I met Charles Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
I met Oliver North.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember the Iran-Contra. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, that went mm-hmm. on. I met Oliver North. I met Benny Hinn.
I remember you telling us about that. Yeah.
In fact, I interviewed Benny Hinn.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So some of the guys on our team said like, hey, you want to go interview him? I'm like, who is he? Oh, he's like really coming on TV. He's like a televangelist and he is like big on, you know, send me money kind of stuff. I'm like, oh. He's like, yeah, go talk to him. Go see if we can get an interview. So I walked over to him and I'm like, hey, so I just want to talk to you for a few minutes about how things are going. It was nice.
Yeah.
He was nice. Yeah. His hair was dark at the time.
Mm. There's definitely from going to NRB last year, I can say there's definitely that energy of I'm about to go talk to this person. I have no clue who he is, but I'm about to pretend like I do. And you're learning about him on the walk over to definitely.
And it was great. And I got a lot of free books, this and that, and the other. And I also got to see Carmen.
Oh, the singer?
Wow.
Carmen the singer. I think he was promoting his album. I think it was called The Stand. I think it was something like that.
I'm looking it up.
Carmen the Stand. Do you see that? Is there anything there on that?
I don't see anything on the stand for Carmen.
Oh, the standard. I think it's the standard. That's it. That's the one.
Raising the standard? The standard.
Okay, yes. Okay. Not the stand, but the standard.
Like the flag. The standard.
What is that flag?
It's a Christian flag.
The black. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's blue.
Oh, it's blue?
Right there.
This is it. Okay. I see it.
So if you type in 1993 NRB, maybe something may come up. You may see me there.
Was it 93 or 94?
1994.
Okay.
1994 NRB.
Okay.
That's it. That's right there.
That's it, NRB?
No, that's 1995.
Oh, man.
But anyways. So
very cool.
Anyway,
very cool.
That's what happened.
We're going to be doing some live shows at NRB.
From NRB.
We're going to be on the floor doing some live shows. So
very
if you're a fan of Clearview today, we may try to stream them. The internet and the convention center can be kind of spotty.
Yeah, it's
but we're
going
to do our
times.
Best because everybody's trying to stream.
Right.
If you see us at NRB, come say hey. Maybe you can come and talk to us about your ministry. But we're going to shoot for, I think, at least 4 or 5 live shows from the floor. Maybe we can interview you, talk about your ministry, talk about your broadcasting. It'll be fun.
That'd be fun. Can't wait. We had a great show planned for you guys today. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Clearview Today. Hey, Clearview Today listeners. We want to take a quick moment to thank you for tuning in. As you can imagine, producing a show like this takes a lot of time, effort, and resources. And we're grateful for the Truth Network for giving us a platform to syndicate our show. But the vast majority of our support comes from listeners just like you. If you enjoy these talks with Dr. Shaw and you want to see Clearview Today continue to grow, consider making a donation today. Because your contributions help us deliver fun, relevant, and biblical content right to your phone every single day.
That's right. Every single donation, big or small, goes directly to the production of this show. It helps us keep the lights on in the studio. It helps keep the mics hot and running. So if these conversations are making a difference in your day, or if you just want to help us keep the gospel of Jesus Christ in the airwaves, we would appreciate your support. You can give by visiting our website. That's clearviewtodayshow.com. And just click on that button that says Give Today. And remember, your support truly makes a difference in our show. Thank you for being part of this community. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
Dr. Shah, really significant events happening right now in South Korea. We try to be a show that brings people the news, you know, the things that are going on. We were going to talk
about this. And just to clarify, we're not going to give you breaking news. We're going to talk about what is happening.
This was breaking news yesterday.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about it, but things are actually happening. The situation is expanding in South Korea faster than we could actually talk about it. But the country was facing this really tense situation when the president enacted martial law. And that was something that at the time we were like, we really want to talk about this. And then in the meantime, like before we could even record it, other developments started happening. Did you want to kind of just brief everybody on what's going on overseas?
So this was as of December the 3rd, which is what?
Two days ago.
Where President Yoon Suk-yeol declared martial law.
Right.
And so there was a heavy police presence that came into the South Korea's National Assembly. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, protesters began to gather outside.
Right.
And they were calling for immediately that the martial law should be lifted. Mm-hmm. And then lawmakers began to, kind of like a bum rush, mm-hmm. the National Assembly, tearing down the barricades, going into the voting chamber. And so then the National Assembly voted to overturn the martial law, and the cabinet lifted the martial law. Mm-hmm. And so now they're discussing what to do next.
Right.
It was like, this is terrible. This was treasonous, mm-hmm. that what this president did. And there's a lot of discussion going on that.
Yeah. And here's kind of my, where I'm wanting to land. Cause I think there's a lot of people who will listen to this episode, which is, and they'll say like, why are we talking about South Korean politics? Like that's bad. I don't want martial law to be enacted. Number one, and maybe you can kind of comment on this. Isn't there a very heavy Christian presence in South Korea?
Yes,
isn't that like a big, big part of their culture?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As the largest church in the world, mm-hmm. or at least used to be. And my dad has been there.
Really?
Is in Seoul, Korea.
Wow. That's incredible.
And they have morning prayer, I think almost every day. I think they have it every day.
Wow.
At like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, something like that. And thousands of people gather.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For morning prayer. Mm-hmm. And the pastor of that church years ago wrote a book on prayer. I've read that book, and it's, and he attributes the secret of that, of the church and the growth of the church to that prayer time mm-hmm. in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a phenomenal time.
Wow.
And we have prayer time at our church too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
At 6 o'clock every Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. And we have a good, strong number of people that come. I mean, we have altogether 8 to 9 groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess my question is, cause there's been this alleged power struggle between him and his parliament. You know, he's a very wildly unpopular president. And I'm not saying that he's a bad president. I'm just saying he's unpopular. It seems to be that the media, I don't know about the people of South Korea, but it's definitely the media is not a fan of him. And so my question is, how much reliance do we put on media? You know, is the media coverage of South Korea, if it's anything like the media of America, it's not to be taken at face value immediately.
So let's focus on South Korea for a few minutes, mm-hmm. and let's talk about the government, the form of government there, the parties that are in play here. Mm-hmm. So they have constitutional democracy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now in America, as you know, we have a similar, but we're a republic,
right.
and they also call themselves republic. But ours is constitutional, democratically elected constitutional republic. Mm-hmm. That's the American government.
Yeah.
Democratically elected, mm-hmm. right? That's what we had the elections for. Democratically elected, mm-hmm. but a constitutional republic. Mm-hmm. Means we have a constitution that guides the decisions, the laws, the principles on which our nation operates. But it's a republic.
Right.
Means we send representatives who stand for us. We don't go over there and make all the decisions.
Right.
It's not based on popular demand. Mm-hmm. It's based on people we elect because they are people we trust. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We trust them because of their character. We trust them because of their reputation. We trust them because of their experience, their their understanding, their education.
Right.
We trust them to make decisions where we may not be able to make the best decision. That's mm-hmm. a republic.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. It's these representatives doing the work, knowing that the people are who put them in and remove them from office.
Right. Right. Gotcha. But you are, but the point I want us to understand is we send them to Washington or for the state capitol, whatever,
right,
to make decisions on our behalf mm-hmm. because we don't always know all the factors involved. Mm-hmm. So there are times that our representatives may make a decision that we may not immediately like.
Right.
But hopefully they will make decisions in our best interest. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It may not be immediately beneficial to us, but in the long term, their decisions will be beneficial to me and to all of us.
True. Yeah.
Because they may know factors that we don't.
Right. They may have understanding that we don't.
Gotcha. Yeah.
They may know the law. They may know some of those statistics that I am not privy to.
They may have like classified intelligence that right. is not yeah. available to the general yeah. public.
Like, hey, we have to go to war here. This is very important. But why do we go to war? Now, I'm not for war. Mm-hmm. Stop, stop. Well, wait. Because they see an imminent threat, mm-hmm. so they have to do this. I may
point.
Not know it, but I'm electing them to make that decision on my behalf.
Good yeah. point. That's a great point.
That's a democratically elected constitutional republic. Mm-hmm. South Korea is very similar to that. I mean, they call themselves a constitutional republic, mm-hmm. but of course, they also democratically elect them. So it's quite a simple. I'm not saying their constitution and our constitution is the same. I haven't read their constitution, to
right.
be honest.
Right.
So that is something I'm not an expert on. I'm not going to claim to be. But their structure is quite similar mm. in that sense. They don't have the same foundation we do. But hopefully people understand what I'm talking about.
Sure, now. Sure, yeah. sure. And this is something that we're sort of seeing the parallels of what's America's. Because the president of South Korea has claimed that the Liberal Party has been influenced and corrupted by North Korea. Right. So everything that he's doing, the unpopular decisions that he's making is based on protecting his people from right. North Korea.
The party that he comes from is the People Power Party, mm-hmm. which is right wing, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. which is conservative. Mm-hmm. So we need to stop. And I know we don't know all the information. Maybe somebody else has all the information and maybe that's how it's going to be for a while. And all that is fine. But we need to maybe suspend our judgment and say that man is a dictator.
Right. Mm.
Until we know all the facts.
Right.
His reasoning behind declaring martial law was that he was seeing a threat from North Korea. Mm-hmm. He was seeing anti-state forces.
And North Korea, to be honest, that's not a trivial threat.
Right. It's not Mexico or Canada.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine having Russia across the border. Imagine yeah. having Iran across the border.
Right.
Things are naturally going to be more tense.
Right.
Yeah.
It's they're an active enemy.
Yeah. yeah. That's a significant yeah. threat yeah. to yeah. be on your border.
We don't have that right now, thank goodness.
Right.
Or maybe Cuba. Cuba could come the closest, but Cuba is too small to try anything right now.
Right.
But imagine Cuba all across the southern border or all across the northern border.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. And so now it seems so the Liberal Party has been calling for his resignation for years, but now it seems like the Conservative Party is distancing themselves from him as well.
Well, so that's my question. Are the conservative members of South Korea, is there a chance they are being influenced by this media, by this propaganda, by this yeah. machine?
Right. And so again, I don't have all the information. I'm just going by certain factors. Historically, the party that this president comes from mm-hmm. is a right-wing conservative party. Mm-hmm. Historically, this Democratic Party that is calling for his resignation and saying this is wrong and this is treasonous is a left-wing socialist party. That should cause us to kind of stop.
Yeah, at least stop and question.
Yeah, and maybe step out of that mob that is rushing and making its way to their parliament or their assembly and saying, bring that man down. He needs to be fired.
Right.
Maybe we need to step out of that mob and think for a moment, what is really happening?
Right.
And
right.
they may be right. It may come down to it down the road. We may say, okay, yeah, the president had issues. He's a terrible person. Ole, blah, blah, blah. Okay. They're right. Maybe he did see some threat.
And could it be, and maybe I'm just really gesticulating here, but could it be? Don't you even do it. That's not me. It's not me. You just shamed yourself. It's not me. I just used the word wrong. Okay. I don't have to
gesticulating. It's like,
yeah, just I'm what I'm saying is I'm grasping at straws. But yeah. Could it be that people in the Socialist Party saw all the things that happened in like 20th century Europe and knows, OK, they're going to be wary of any authoritarian rising up. We could capitalize on that.
Right.
We can turn the people against themselves.
Yeah.
By capitalizing. I mean,
didn't it happen in America recently?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is it fair to draw that comparison? Like, I don't want to compare the President Trump to the president of South Korea, but the situation seems eerily familiar.
The chickenery of all this.
Right.
Can I press it again? Do I get
you don't need my permission. You don't need my permission.
You're wrong, because that's not the word. Okay, well, I'll use the word subterfuge, okay?
Subterfuge?
Yeah.
You said it?
Yeah. No, I'm saying I won't use the word chicanery, because chicanery is like,
I don't know what the buzz now.
Chicanery.
Like a big show.
Yeah, chicanery.
The only reason I know that word is because of Better Call Saul. I'd never heard chicanery before. Okay. So was it chicanery?
No.
That's not the secret word?
No.
And neither was subterfuge?
Got it. I was like, I can't be wrong three times in a row. I'm just not going to buzz.
That was a good mind.
Man.
So I gave you a little bait.
That was good.
I don't even know. What does subterfuge mean?
That's what we got to do. Like, you got to dangle it out there.
What does subterfuge mean?
It's like the chicanery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chicanery.
Chicanery.
Is where you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Yeah.
The wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
There it is. What were we talking about? South Korea? Hold on. Because he was making a good point, and then you ruined it with your
I got trigger happy finger. You're on the buzzer.
Hold on, let me center myself and get back to the point that Dr. Shaw was making.
We were drawing the comparison between what happened
South
Korea, what happened to America.
Yes, the propaganda machine. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot
socialist leftist love to do this. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're a thief. You're a thief.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he's a thief. No. Hey, everybody, he's a thief.
I'm not. Where'd you get that cane?
But then, even after it comes out, you know, maybe it comes out in your favor that you aren't a thief. That story has been out there and it's been circulating and it's planted itself in our minds. So that always colors the perception.
I'm not for a moment saying that the South Korean president is a wonderful person and he is right for what he did and he is being wrongfully treated or maligned and all. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know all the facts.
You're right.
I think it's too early to say. What I am saying is this is a leftist.
This is a tactic.
Yeah.
Whether a tactic for
is happening right now in South Korea or not, I don't know. But this is how leftist, socialist, progressives do.
And I think that really is kind of the heart of this episode. What we're saying is be on the lookout when you start to see people crying authoritarian, when you start to see people crying dictator, when they jump to that too quickly.
Yeah.
It's usually a Hitler.
He's a Hitler.
Right.
Wait. What? Yeah. Why? No. I think more and more Americans and Christians should immediately call people out when they call the president or somebody Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I'm going to bring the worst human being that we have known in our times, relatively speaking, previous generation. But I'm going to bring that name up, assign it to you, and then get everybody a rock to throw.
Because then if I defend that person, if I defend Donald Trump, if I defend the president of South, if I defend anybody, I have to retroactively defend Hitler,
which
nobody's going
to
do.
Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. And it's a tactic. And unfortunately, it works. And I think we're seeing in the media more and more and more. Dr. Shaw, what's at stake here if this continues, if this sort of rhetoric continues? What do we stand to lose?
We in America need to wake up. Mm-hmm. I think in 2020, we went to sleep.
Yeah.
And even prior to that, we listened to the media way too much. And we bought in this liberal rhetoric, this crying fire in a theater kind of thing, or a thief saying, hey, stop thief. Mm-hmm. And then everybody runs to the wrong person while the thief is escaping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to wake up and go, wait, no. Who shouted that? Why did you say that? Why are you calling this person that?
Yeah.
I think we as Americans now need to be wisened up and wake up and don't believe everything that we hear about everybody.
100%.
That's all I'm saying right now. With South Korea, I'm not. All I'm saying is don't believe everything you hear about everybody.
That's right.
I'm not saying he's a good person. I'm not saying he is right for declaring martial law. I'm not saying any of that. All I'm saying is be a little slow to join the mob.
That's right.
To crucify somebody.
That's a great framework. We may not know all the facts, but don't assume that you do.
That's right. That's right. And don't assume that it's not going to happen here. It's happening in South Korea today. It could happen in America tomorrow. And you don't want to be on the wrong side of that mob mentality because it's destructive at its nature.
Yeah. Well, look at what they did to Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the same strategy was applied. Yep. Crucify him. Hey, you have a thief here.
Yeah. Should we maybe talk about this?
Yeah. Should we? I don't find any fault in him. Crucify him. Well, I'm not doing that. I'm washing my hands. Well, let the blood be on us and our children. Whoa, what just happened?
Like,
here?
Yeah, you that really,
escalated you're really
driven,
quick.
That you're driven by that much hate, you're willing to take the blame for this?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, because at the moment they're thinking, it doesn't matter. There's nothing. But, you know. They crucified the Son of God. So
oh, yeah, 100%.
What I'm saying here is we just need to slow down on these kind of things and say, what is really happening?
That's right.
And if that person is guilty, by all means, then double up your efforts and say, you are a dictator. You are guilty. You're done.
That's right. And we aim to be that source of information for you. You know, that's part of the Clearview Today show is we want to deal with issues of today. I appreciate that, Dr. Shah, and I appreciate this show, this platform that we have and that God is using, because I think it's really going to make a difference in people's lives and in our nation as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That those sources don't exist where you can go to and you know you're going to get unbiased content. You know,
yeah, not anymore. They used
objective,
to.
Objective truth. You're going to get truth that's founded upon biblical principles, but we endeavor to be that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. 100%.
So great. Make sure you guys join us tomorrow. Same time, same station. We're going to be diving into another great topic right here on the Clearview Today show. Thanks again to Mighty Muscadine for sponsoring today's episode. And don't forget, you can support us by subscribing to the show on iTunes if you want to re-listen. And you can always support us financially at clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right.
John, anything you want to plug as we
close? Yes, a couple of things. So on January the 3rd, we are going to be going live right here from the studio for our 24-hour prayer vigil from the hours of 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Dr. Shah, Ryan, myself, we're going to be live. We'll be taking your calls, 252-582-5028. We'll pray with you on the air. We're going to be talking about some things, maybe some current events, some biblical principles. But more than anything else, we want you guys to call in with your prayer requests because we're going to be taking them live. This is the first time we've ever done something like this. So we want to be able to kind of feel out the engagement, see where you guys are, see how we can be praying and ministering to you. Also want to let you know about Dr. Shah's book, 30 Days of Praying for America, Daily Devotions to Heal Our Nation. Also our debut album, Heaven Here and Now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Rhapsody, Amazon, anywhere digital music is sold and streamed.
Did you tell them where the lives are going to be for the prayer vigil?
Where the lives are going to be?
Where they can go to watch it.
Oh, YouTube. Facebook, our Facebook page, YouTube, maybe our church website. We're looking into integrating those at the same time. I would say primarily, probably our Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's primary. If we can get YouTube in there at the same time, we'll do that as well.
I'm excited about that. That's something we've been talking about for a while.
Going live
in the prayer vigil.
Absolutely. Because people do come and pray here, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. is great. But we want people who may not be able to come out, you know, physically they're not able to, can also join us in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not going to mention names We're going to try to be very cognizant of that. So we'll make sure people know, hey, don't mention names. We don't need to know that. God knows the names.
That's right.
You can tell us the names. We're not going to mention them on air.
That's right.
We're simply going to pray for that couple.
That's right.
We're going to pray for that person. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's something as simple as, you know, oh, so-and-so is having surgery coming up,
right,
and they're actually calling in and saying, hey, please pray for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll pray for you.
Right.
Or your spouse is having that and they're saying, hey, pray for me. That's fine.
We can do
that. But if it's a personal issue, we're not going to mention names.
Right.
And that God knows that, and that's all that matters.
That's right.
But we got a message today about some people who are going to be joining us from Florida.
Yes, that's true.
For the prayer vigil.
They're going to call.
The message today, they're like, hey, we signed up. We're going to be praying for Florida. So that's
awesome,
exciting,
isn't it?
To see it go far and wide like that.
Well, that's awesome. 252-582-5028. Call in. We'll pray with you on the air.
That's right. Lots of great content coming your way the rest of this week. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.